share, tweet. Follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily. While most Malaysians who are fasting this Ramadan don't have issues in accessing food to break their fast, there's still a community of people out there who are unable to buy themselves food as they can't afford to. Thankfully, Ustaz Ibat Lu has stepped in to help them out. He took to his Facebook profile to showcase how he purchased enough food from a Ramadan bazaar so that he can feed the homeless community. He wrote, "The heartbreaking feeling has not disappeared at the Pasar Ramadan. I pray for them. I bought food in bulk at several stalls. Biryani rice and tomato rice for 300 people, and I took the hot pots to homeless areas in the streets for them to break their fast. I gave it out at the rental room area. Some of them are renting rooms here. A small room with many families and a toilet outside. I treated them to a meal regardless of race or religion. The underprivileged people didn't have to be probed to line up. They immediately took their own initiative to line up orderly when Ustaz Ibat started handing out food. Everyone queued up. More people added to the queue. I prayed that the food would be enough because of the long queue. I haven't been here in a while. My heart broke when I saw the little children who were still happy. Their luck is different from the others. But they still feel grateful, peaceful and happy. There were some who asked for two. One showed me his wife in a wheelchair and asked. I said yes. One brought her five small children and asked if they could all get one. I said of course. Allah gave us enough. Everyone was happy because there were big pieces of chicken. Everyone felt satisfied with their hot meals, he explained. Within 40 minutes, he had given out all the food and everyone was happy, with warm bellies. Last time, I used to sleep at mosques. Sometimes I'd have a meal if there were banquets. I was always hungry when I was looking for a job in KL. I'd send home all my money. It was all a test. My team was happy to break their fasts with the homeless and those struggling on the streets. It was even more heartbreaking to watch them eat on the floor by the roadside. The small children were eating just like that, by the roadside, as the call to prayer was coming soon. May this be a reason for us to practice goodness, serving as good memories for us, he ended. While we feast and break our fasts this Ramadan, let's also remember the true meaning of fasting, which is a sacrifice to experience the struggle of the poor. What do you think about this? Let us know in the comment section. Also read, this old folks' home in Serdang houses the elderly for free and they need your help. Source. Ibat Lu Source. Ibat Lu Source. Ibat Lu. Share, tweet. Follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily. You have reached the end of this story.